Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For all NBA Warriors, you are now tuned into Golden Spaces with Nat and Justin.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, I feel like they've been playing better on the road. But something else I've also started to observe is, like, this chemistry between Jordan and Jonathan Kuminga. Like, he had that one play tonight where he, like, passes to Kuminga. Like, it was brilliant. I don't even know how to explain it, but it was just beautiful. We're watching it in awe. And I'm just wondering, because Jordan has had, like, an up-and-down season. He's not shooting as well as he did last year from three. He's kind of, you know, yo-yoed around a little bit in the lineup. You know, he starts, he comes to the bench. He's, you know, and the fan base is really critical of him. They give Jordan a tough time. So I'm curious, like, what his mood is like, because he was solid tonight. Even though he's not like the story of the game, but I just keep seeing still like these brilliant flashes from him. And I also like what I'm seeing, like I said, between him and Kuminga, and also Kuminga's development. How is he feeling? What's his, to the extent that he shares it or he shows anything, what's his like mental state like right now?
I have never seen Jordan Poole in a bad mood. Okay. You know, whether he goes out there and scores 40 or if he scores 12 on like 3 for 18 shooting, right? Okay. The biggest thing with Jordan is adjusting to the pressure that comes with, you know, the contract he signed and the attention he's now getting from opposing defenses. One thing Kerr says all the time is, you know, Jordan's not surprising anyone anymore. He's not being overlooked. Right. You know, when he's in the game, he's often drawing another team's best defenders now. And with that comes a certain level of adjustment. Having the ball in his hands as much as he does, you know, comes with a certain level of adjustments, and there's lessons that have to be made. I think one thing that will help Jordan in the immediate future is kind of just slowing down. Not necessarily slowing down, but be more intense with what he does off the dribble. Sometimes he plays with it a little too much, gets himself in trouble, loses it, ends up going the other way. But these are all lessons he's going to learn like over time. And he's sitting there watching film every day. You know, we come in the practice or see him before games. He's watching film with Chris DeMarco. So, you know, he's intentional about his improvement. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, I don't know how much of social media stuff he tuned out, but I'm pretty sure he knows how critical the fan base is of him. But above everything else, I think he's most critical with himself. And, you know, although his numbers are a little down this season, you know, he's has more volume, right? He's shooting the ball at a higher, you know, higher rate. He's being asked to do more, right? The ball's in his hands more, and he's going to have to learn. And I think he will. And, you know, again, just like everyone else in this roster, the goal is for him to be playing his best basketball come playoff time.
And this is my opinion. I could be wrong, you know. I've never played a lick of basketball before. But does he realize or see that he should be playing like inside out versus outside in? I mean, like the way he was attacking in the other game, right? Like he should do that more, you know, and then work his way into shooting his threes. So I know it's something that like Kerr sort of talks to him about, maybe not exactly like that language, but does he get how important it is for him to attack? Not just because like he's shooting better from two and, you know, he's a rim threat, but just how much it helps the team. You know, he's actually also one of the few people who can get fouls outside of Kuminga. Like, it's really helpful to the team. Does he get that?
I'm sure he does. I mean, that's like one of the basic principles of basketball, right? When your shot's not going in from, you know, outside, you take it to the cup, you know, work inside out. But at the same time, again, like when Jordan's on the court, these opposing teams are now scheming for him. They're packing the paint. You know, they're forcing him to take these outside shots, right? So I'm sure Jordan's aware, but a lot of it at the same time is just taking what the defense gives him. Could identifying those, you know, drive opportunities be a little better? Sure. And he's showed that at numerous points this season that he's aware of it. For him, it's just doing it on a more consistent basis. And, you know, that adjustment will come as he gets more experience in the league.
Well, just to be clear, I'm a Jordan Poole fan, so I cape for him. I'm not, we don't bash him on this podcast, but he's so important to what they have to do. I still believe the Warriors can go all the way. I definitely think they can make the finals. I just don't see any of these teams, you know, if they're intact. I don't want to say healthy because Andrew Wiggins, I don't think his health is in question anymore. He's away and we don't know if he's returning, but if they're intact and they have all their bodies, I definitely think that they still can get to the finals. And so, but Jordan performing well is a big part of that. And so I just want him to sort of play a little bit more consistently than he has been. Justin, did you have anything else for?
No, I agree with Jordan. I think him and Kuminga, I tweeted earlier tonight, I think they both provide such like a much needed boost in like athleticism and just quickness and just doing the youthful things that they need, especially against a team like Houston tonight where everybody on the other team is pretty young. So if they can continue to find a way to pressure the rim, especially like I said, in transition, but they can also do it in the half court too, but especially in transition, just put a lot of pressure in the rim, draw fouls, that can be, you know, the main thing that they add to this team. And then obviously Kuminga on the defensive end can add some value there as well. But it just opens so much up for the other guys when they're just consistently attacking and just putting pressure on the other teams, like rim protectors and guys and stuff like that. So I think that's their path to helping this team going deep in the playoffs or whatever they want to do going forward. That has to be their role.
I have a question. Do you think Andre Iguodala will return for the postseason?
Absolutely not. I think one of my colleagues, Madeline Kinney, was telling me that a wrist injury of that nature usually takes about like 4 to 6 weeks to recover. And, you know, surgery of that nature, his age, and even after the estimated recovery period. And first of all, we don't even know the severity of it, right? But even once he's back, he'll be 2 weeks away because he has to ramp up. So I honestly think that Andre Iguodala's season's over.
Okay.
Which is a big part of why they decided to convert Anthony Lamb from his two-way deal to a standard NBA contract earlier in the week.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Do you think Lamb would have gotten signed if Andre didn't get injured?
I definitely think it was still a possibility, but Iguodala's injury definitely forced their hand on that front. But they're always going to need a little bit more help on the back end of the roster entering the postseason. But, you know, Andre going out, that was a huge, huge blow. I mean, the whole point they brought him back was to, you know, limit his usage during the regular season and have him ready for a potential postseason run. But, you know, they kind of got scrapped their plans with his injury and kind of make the best of what they have right now.
What are their plans for like, cause Dre, I mean, I know sometimes when it's like teams like the Grizzlies and even tonight, like these younger athletic teams, he sometimes look a little older out there, and he is older, but also, I mean, he's tired. Luna's tired. Like and they've been doing a lot. I don't see a real rest period for them. Like until they have that homestand at the end of the month, that's the only time they get like two nights off. I mean, Dre was just suspended. And I want to ask about that too, in terms of how the techs work, but we'll get to that in a second. So he just missed the game for the tech. So he got sort of like a little extra night rest, but do they have any plan to try to like get him and Loon some kind of rest? I mean, I don't see where it's possible, but they look tired out there.
Well, I'll say this. Kevon Looney takes pride in, you know, his consecutive regular season games played streak. Only way he's not playing is if he literally can't walk. And he has a need rest. Oh, even if he needs rest, he's not going to ask for it. And he's the type of guy that's going to give it all for his team. And that's why he's so beloved, you know, in this organization. What was it? Draymond Green?
You asked about? Dray and Loon.
I mean, a couple nights. I mean, even after the game today, Draymond's talking about how his hand's hurting. You know, he's having a lot of issues with his hands and stuff. And he's sore every night. But I think he said after a game, what was it? I think it's maybe after the LA game that it's, you know, as long as he can play, he's going to play. And the Warriors aren't in a position where anyone can rest or be out down the stretch. So that's kind of like the collective mentality right now in terms of missing time, especially with Andrew out. They're already shorthanded enough. These guys are just going to be looking to give it their all down the stretch and, you know, see where their cards lie, see where the, you know, cards fall. Is that even a saying, cards fall? See where the – where is it?
Yeah, whatever. It's late. It's almost 1 o'clock in the morning here on the East Coast. That's why Justin looking like he's high, but he's not high. And he's tired, though. And CJ is working. He's been traveling. He's working. And he's over in Houston. So y'all got to forgive us sometimes if we mess up a little bit. I'm sorry, Justin. Did you have something, though?
No. I mean, Dre and Loon, we already said, look super, super you know, I don't want to say exhausted, but for lack of a better term, they've put it all on the line for this team this season. I mean, Dre's played more games than I expected him to play, to be honest. It's been kind of like a miracle up to this point where he hasn't been injured to the point where he's missing a lot of games, especially with the back stuff that he had last year. So I guess it's just, you know, hope for the best with them going forward. They just assigned PBJ back to Santa Cruz. If I'm correct. So I would hope to see him a little bit more, but I don't think he's in their postseason plans as it looks. They got 9 games left at this point. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of Lamb, a lot of Kuminga, and I just, yeah, small ball going forward.
A lot of
she don't like.
Anyway.
Yeah, she don't like. She don't like that. Fine. A lot of lamb.
Anyway, we'll move on. We'll move on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.